Hi, I'm Dr. Zahari.
And I'm Dr. Woosley. And we are
two
Moody Doctors. Welcome back.
Well, welcome. Cheers.
Yeah, it's been a little while since we've done this.
It has been.
Because we had spring break, and then we just had wildness of the semester.
Life.
Yeah, yeah. Life came.
Life came at us pretty hard.
Yeah, that's good. So we've gotten a handful of things that have come in.
Oh, wow.
But I figured, and we can do this, whatever, we've got some deep questions, got some lighthearted questions. First, I feel like I should point out that a few weeks ago when my mom was in here and we had that debate on flavored Tootsie Rolls, Tootsie Roll themselves responded to us, like the company.
The company?
Uh-huh, because we were saying, I think at one point we said, we were trying to define if a vanilla bean was a vegetable or a fruit or something like that. They answered for us.
A vanilla bean is technically a fruit.
Mm-hmm. So at this point, I figure Tootsie Rolls should just sponsor us.
Hi, Tootsie Roll. That would be fantastic.
And I'm not sure how often they get tagged on things on TikTok, but it's kind of fun.
That's all they wrote. Mm-hmm. A vanilla bean is technically a fruit.
Just that.
Not a how are you.
No.
Thanks for thinking of us.
You know, they're being very efficient. Cut right to it.
As brief as their candy. Mm.
That's right.
Oh, well.
But I feel like that's confirmation that my candy jar is actually a fruit and salad jar. So I'm promoting the health of my students.
Fruit salad with chocolate chips.
That's right. Yeah. Okay. You know, sprinkled.
Mm-hmm. That's very cool.
Yeah.
Okay.
So somebody submitted a question from the perspective of a piano performance major. So they are in the heart of being a music major. But they were clear that this question does not necessarily reflect things that they're experiencing personally. They hear stories and they just want our thoughts on these specific questions. It's a series of questions in a row, and they all kind of are on the same theme, but it says, will music academia get less toxic? What are your experiences with academic abuse? And what can we do to combat some of the toxicity within our schools? And moving forward, will music academia continue to teach students to embrace unhealthy lifestyles? I think those are all fantastic questions.
They are. Well, why don't we hit each one of them?
Okay, yeah.
One at a time.
Yeah. So will music academia get less toxic? I hope so.
I guess it's relative, right?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, that to an extent, I feel like that's one of our goals, even with this broadcast, is that exact theme. A toxic environment doesn't do anybody any good, right? It's not going to promote learning. It's not going to promote good health. That's it. Like, it just, I mean, aside being a Britney Spears song, it should not exist anywhere else. don't ask me to sing it. Yeah, so I mean, one can, that's, I feel like that's what we're aiming for, but to an extent, I kind of feel like it's up to you. You know, it's up to the future musicians, the future faculty members of music schools, and, you know, who can go into those jobs with a new mindset. I'm thinking through what might lead something to fit this concept or this definition of a toxic environment. And then thinking, what can I do to reverse that and eliminate that and make it better? I obviously that's not bypassing the fact that those currently in music academia need to do all they can to make that happen as well. But.
Will music academia get less toxic? Well, I'm not sure. I'm not sure of the level of toxicity this person is thinking, or to what degree they are considering things being or feeling toxic. And I guess we all define toxic environments a little bit differently, mm-hmm. or we experience them at least a little bit differently.
Right.
So, you know, I get first, what is a toxic environment? And maybe the student is answering it for us in that last question, where students are taught to embrace, not just to be okay with, but to embrace unhealthy lifestyles. That's serious.
I guess it might help if we can't necessarily define any of this entirely, but at least provide some examples of what that last part could look like.
What is an unhealthy?
Yeah.
I mean, unhealthy lifestyle, we essentially preach and teach healthy lifestyle.
Right,
in this,
right.
Right? So thinking about the dimensions of wellness, talking about digital wellness, nutritional wellness, social wellness, creative wellness, physical wellness, spiritual wellness, that list goes on and on. And at the top of that list, and really in each of those portions, mental wellness. Mm-hmm. So I guess anything that is sort of antithetical to wellness in any of those categories would be an unhealthy lifestyle.
I think it's important to establish that you have to look at that carefully, because there's a difference between the academia and the music teachers pushing a toxic trait or lifestyle on the students versus you're just really busy as a music student, because being a music major is not for the faint of heart. And that busyness causes unhealthy things for you. And that's not saying that that's good either, but there might be, the solution might, for that, in that case, might not be rooted in the music department. It might be rooted in, you know, time management or restructuring how you practice or meeting with a therapist or whatever it might be. Obviously that's not to say that music schools are lacking a toxic environment, because I agree. But it's just important to dig deeper and kind of see where the heart of the issue lies.
So,
but I mean, I've been thinking about and this is a not as deep of a toxic thing, but even just I had students who, and people have different views about this, and people probably hate me for this, but they got assignments on the Friday before spring break of things that they were expected to do over break,
sure.
to have done by the time they came back. And it's kind of like, well, that seems kind of counterintuitive. It's like the whole point of spring break, in my mind, is to take a breather, to refresh, to recoup, to be able to kind of have that refreshment so that you have the essentially the energy and the stamina and the go get 'em kind of attitude to be able to survive the last part of the semester. And if a student wants to do work over break, that's their choice, and they can, sure. And they might find relaxation through that, but I don't feel like they should, like a teacher should say, you have to do this. You're supposed to, you're expected to do this. I don't know if that's necessarily leading to a toxic environment, but it just kind of sucks away some of the, I'm not sure what words I'm looking for here.
I think I get what you're driving toward. It's interesting that they specifically refer to academia, music academia, which I guess is because they're in it right now. Will academia, music academia, continue to teach students to embrace unhealthy lifestyles? I hope that no one is teaching people to embrace unhealthy lifestyles. Maybe the experience is somehow leading the students to think that the teacher or teachers, I don't know, are condoning it or reinforcing it somehow, an unhealthy lifestyle, by the amount that they are being asked to accomplish.
Well, he says in the second part, you know, I'm looking into grad school and I hear a lot of graduate students who are being pushed to their limit. And yeah, grad school is not easy. And you are pushed hard. Of course you are, because it's grad school. But, you know, again, there's that fine line between them being pushed hard and, you know, that doesn't have to result in on a healthy lifestyle. That might be a teacher issue, or it might just be a, hey, they need to restructure how they do things to be able to make this work for them as a student.
Okay. So that the grad school, I'm currently an undergrad, but I would like to go to grad school, and I hear a lot of graduate students are being pushed to their limit. And I guess in some ways we don't know what individual students' limits are.
Right.
So keep that in mind. I'm not excusing anyone, by the way. I'm just, I'm sort of thinking about myself as a teacher, and trying to remember my life as a grad student. Mm. I would like to go, and I hear a lot of grad students are being pushed to their limit. And in some ways, I mean, not to push people to their limit, but you are intended to be pushed, mm-hmm. At both undergrad and grad levels. But if being pushed, I guess going backwards now, I'm looking at this list. I'm trying to answer the question, and because it is so dense, I want to make sure I'm not missing a part of it. If being pushed to the limit repeatedly is part of what feels like an unhealthy lifestyle, and if students are being taught to embrace that, if that's their experience, will academia continue to teach? I think a lot of that is, I mentioned earlier, I think it's all relative. It's relative to the ways in which students respond to the tasks. Mm-hmm. It's relative to the teachers.
Yeah.
Right? We all expect at different levels and in different ways. I'm thinking about skipping now to that, so that we then answer will academia get less toxic? Okay, music academia, will that become less toxic? Let me just start by saying that music academia is not a one-to-one experience. So at the University of Alabama School of Music, whatever, you know, if we passed out a toxicity level test to all of our students and got back the results, that's not going to be, it's not going to be the same experience as people at the University of blank.
Right.
But I can say with confidence, talking to people in positions like mine at other schools of music, are we perfect? No, by no means. I'm not suggesting we are. But I hear about and talk to people at other institutions, and I find that the experiences, some of their experiences are absolutely, are simply so much more, uncomfortable, mm-hmm. and, just really difficult. And so while we are not perfect, we are trying this, this podcast, this, experiment, this thing that we are doing, is one example of us trying to, not just this podcast, but the whole wellness, initiative, mm-hmm. in our school of music. And the question about what can we do to combat some of the toxicity within our schools, I think by participating in what we're doing.
Yeah.
And taking to heart the responsibility of really considering and committing to the dimensions of wellness, not only as an individual, but to help us as we try as a community to embrace, instead of unhealthy lifestyles, to embrace those matters of wellness.
Because the solution is not just going to be one teacher, one director necessarily. Mm-hmm. They can certainly influence it, but this is and everyone needs to be on board to really make this work well, you know, or the more people, the better.
And I will say, this doesn't probably make the person, well, it may not make the person who offered the question feel any better right now, but I will say that from the time I was an undergraduate, then a graduate, and then a graduate again, and now, having been here for many years, I can say that things have improved relative to toxicity, and I'm really talking about as a faculty person. And I, you know, the better a faculty operates, I think, clearly, the better it will be for the students. And things have improved at so many institutions, and from my experience. I've shared that with students on a number of occasions. Things have gotten better. People are not so as unkind. You know, should someone ask, were people really so unkind? Not everyone, but yeah, many were. If we're just being completely honest.
Yeah.
And time helps. many of them are dead.
Right.
to be completely honest, they've either retired or many of them are dead. And roll tide. I mean,
it's very morbid. Roll tide.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, but it is what it is, and not just here, but in many places. So, and the, you know, as time progresses and people realize that you don't have to be unkind to be respected, to be a good teacher, and kindness will actually help you earn the respect of your colleagues more quickly than the opposite.
If you have a topic, idea, or question that you would like for us to discuss, feel free to reach out to us. You can do so by email at twomoodydoctors@gmail.com or through my website, which is kevinwoosley.com/two-moody-doctors. That's W-O-O-S-L-E-Y. And you can even submit anonymously there if you so choose. We would love to hear from you, and we would love to dive into the topics you send our way. See you next time, folks.